Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Pardon me, but I'm looking for Mr. Fleming.
Why, Mr. Fleming?
Oh, so it's you, is it? Well, see here, young man. I've been hearing some of the things you say about Does on the radio.
But listen,
the idea of saying that one soap can do everything in my ward.
But Does can.
Well, I know a lot of ladies, myself included, who say that's impossible. Why, how can this one granulated soap do all three kinds of wash?
But that's just what Does is made to do. All three kinds of wash, from grimy work shirts and heavy towels to pretty way on under.
What? Why, wouldn't it have to be a new kind of soap?
Well, just you try, Does. It is a brand new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Why, Does is so new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it.
Oh.
In fact, this new Does even looks different than most granulated soaps. It's so much whiter. And believe me, Does gives you really snowy white clothes, too. It gets even the grimiest towels dazzling white.
What about my linen? What about my sheets?
Oh, they'll come out sparkling white. You've never seen whiter washes than new Does gives you. In fact, Does gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But tell me, to get all this whiteness, will I have to scrub hard?
No, ma'am, not with Does. There's no hard scrubbing and no boiling either. In fact, no soap made gets clothes white easier than new Does.
Well, I declare.
Lady, all I ask is that you try Does. Try it for all three kinds of wash. Just see how nice and soft it leaves your rayon undies. Notice how clean it gets those dirty work shirts. But most of all, see how snowy white it gets your streaky towels. Yes, write down your wash line. Just compare what Does can do. And then see if any other soap will ever satisfy you again. Remember, Does is a really new kind of granulated soap. Just ask for Does, D-U-Z, today, and next wash day, let Does do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly Goldberg is so primed with the crisis in Oriane Leland's life that she has no mind for anything else at the moment. Of course, Oriane is definitely going to marry Mr. Way, and permission has been obtained from the parole board. But Molly knows this marriage can't succeed. Pity can't replace love. And Molly is sure that Oriane really loves Dr. Cater. So Molly's wild to see Dr. Cater, while Jake has decided to go along with her and see that reason prevails over sentiment.
Rosalie?
Yes, Ma?
Come here, dear.
What, Ma?
Oh, wipe your hands, darling. You're still washing the dishes.
Uh-huh.
What, Ma? Rosalie, dear, if anybody calls up, or if anybody comes, told you the witch what, just say I'm not in or I went.
Well, where are you going, Ma?
I'm going with Papa over to Dr. Cater.
Shall I tell that to Orianne?
No, not to Mr. Ray, not to Nita.
All right.
You ready, Molly?
I'm coming, dear. I'm coming momentarily. I'm just have to change my shoes. They're walking, no?
As you wish.
Thank you. If they're walking, then I have to have on my flats. With high heels, I'm not a walker.
Do you want me to help you, Ma?
Finish your dishes, darling, so you can do your homework.
I will.
You want your hat, Molly?
Mine hat? Yes, dear. Mine really twists around. Oh, the phone. Take the phone, Rosie.
All right, Ma.
I must get my new shoelaces here from the street. Hello?
Hello, Rosie.
Oh, yes, Dr. Cater.
I do. I'd like to speak to your mother, please.
Take 1 minute, Ma. Just 1 minute, Jay, darling. The phone's for me.
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Dr. Cater.
Is Orianne there?
No, she didn't return yet. I was just walking up to your house to meet you.
I'm not at home.
Oh.
What's the
Well, what do you wish me to do?
Just wait for me. I'll be right over.
Oh, very well, Dr. Cater. Very well. I will wait.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, my. Dr. Cater's coming over.
Then you don't need me.
Well,
I'll be at the mill. If there is anything, call me.
All right, darling.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Be advised by Dr. Cater, Molly. He knows more about human emotions than you do.
Not now, he doesn't, Paul, because he's in love with Orianne himself.
Oh, it's a fine to-do when the chick keeps the chicken.
I only say...
Very well.
But to your neck, dear.
And I still say, be guided by Dr. Cater.
I will, dear. I will. I love you and I will.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And I love you too, but be guided.
Rosalie,
Give me my apron, dear, and I'll finish the dish.
Come on, Miss Truman.
All right, darling. You want to do your homework, no?
Well, I have to go over to Rowena's for my math problem.
Well, then, so go, dear.
Oh, I don't think I should.
Rosalie, please, dear. Please. You know, I know when you begin to dilly-dally. You know that. Please. But don't make excuses. Because whatever Dr. Cater has to say to me, maybe is not for your ear.
Well, that's not the reason I don't want to go over.
No? What then?
Well, her brother had a guest visiting him, and I don't want him to think that I'm just going over just because I want to meet him. Or,
oh,
or
well, I should just think.
You think it's all right?
Well, why shouldn't it be all right? Who is the gentleman?
I don't know. They go to college together or something.
Oh. Well, then go over to your math homework and do your math homework and then come home. You don't have to linger. When did you meet him?
Last week. Oh, I have to change.
Why do you have to change? You look very nice.
I don't like myself in a sweater, Ma.
Why?
Look.
I think it looks very nice. So don't take off your coat.
They may ask me to because they're having a few other people over. I mean, older boys and girls, and just in case they ask me.
So say? Where's my matron?
I'll get it, Ma. Please, darling. Ma.
Yeah?
You know something?
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry for Mrs. Ray. I'm glad we are not rich.
What has that got to do with Mrs. Ray?
Well, nobody's ever going to marry me for my money like Mr. Way did.
Oh.
Ma, how do you know that you're in love? That's something I don't understand. I mean, how can you tell?
When you are, you'll know.
Oh, did something happen to you?
Mm-hmm. Or something very wonderful happened to you.
Very wonderful.
So go up if you're changing yourself, darling. Go. Oh, Dr. Cader?
Yes. Did Orianne get back?
No, she didn't get back yet. Rosalie, you're changing?
No, I'll go this
Mrs.
way,
Goldberg, something must
Rosalie,
be done.
Slip on your coat.
I'm not listening, Ma.
Sit down, Dr. Cader, please. Let me help you, Rosalie.
It's all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And Dr. Cader, if you're in love with Orianne, then don't
Rosalie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mrs. Goldberg. There isn't any time for hesitation and doubt. That marriage mustn't occur. It can't. There's nothing between Orianne and Edward Way but pity. And pity will run thin and leave nothing between them but a wedding ceremony.
Exactly, Dr. Cade. Exactly. It's what I said from the beginning. It's what I'll say to the end.
We've got to make Orianne realize it.
Of course,
I'll tell her just what she feels, just why she feels it, and how foolish and hopeless it is. Very simple. Anyone can understand it.
Of course.
It's because of her past. There were a great many years after her husband died when the world was like a blank wall without windows. No one looked out to see whether she and her son were alive or dead. And there was never a hand outstretched or a sign of pity extended, and she felt alone and abandoned until you helped her. And now she realizes how immense a gift of human sympathy pity can be, and how necessary it is for the salvation of one single human soul. Her own first and now Edward Way. And that's why she's going to marry him, because of what it will do for him.
And that's what you're going to tell her?
Yes.
Don't.
But it must be.
Don't, Dr. Cade. Because I say, and I think, so maybe I'm wrong, but the right to be wrong everybody wants. The way to save Orianne for herself and for you too, Dr. Cade, if you love her and if she loves you, is to put Mr. and Mrs. Ray together.
It'll take years.
Maybe your way. Excuse me. Not mine.
No, that's not so. Mrs. Way has to be cured before she can realize what she feels towards her former husband. And Mr. Way has to be saved from his past before he can see his wife clearly.
It can be done.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't see how.
Listen, Dr. Cater, dear. Listen. Maybe I'm not as smart as, how shall I say it, as a book. But I've seen many, many things in my life. Mr. Way is against the world because the world won't forgive him for the money he took from those thousands of people.
No.
Just a minute, Dr. Please. Just a minute, Dr. Dear. His wife has the money to help him pay it back.
His former wife refused once before, and he went to jail.
Very well. But now, Dr. Cater, she's jealous. She would do anything in the world to prevent him from marrying Orianne. What would Mrs. Ray say if her former husband said, if you help me pay back those people,
I'll leave Orion. I'll remarry you.
She'd laugh in his face.
I say no.
But even if she did, and I know she won't do anything like that, you'd have Mr. Way marrying a life of tragedy and revenge all over again. It'd ruin him and his wife, both of them. Make things worse than they are.
Maybe. And maybe, Dr. Cater, if Mr. Ray would have to give up Orion, and Mrs. Ray would have to give up her money, maybe they would find each other on the bottom.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean, Dr. Cater, what reason can't do, maybe sacrifice can.
And so Molly tells her plan to young Dr. Cater. And to his scientific mind, it sounds fantastic. But then, more things are wrought by wild chances than this world dreams of. You know, doing things by half measures is never very satisfactory, is it? And that's why I'm sure you get mighty disgusted with the halfway job old-fashioned folks do for dishes. They either go only halfway on speed, or they're just halfway kind to your hands. Well, that's where a new Dove is different. Because this new kind of granulated soap has everything you want for dishes. Yes, this same Dove that does everything in your wash gives you a new idea of dishwashing, too. You get whirlwind speed plus greater kindness to your hands. In fact, Dove treats your hands like a baby. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Dove. It's the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Dove. Why, those bouncing suds cut even tough grease without hard scarring. Yes, one look at those suds will tell you how different this new kind of granulated soap is. So, try new Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Next time, Molly and Chris take that outside chance. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.